USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterm elections, as Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. As distrust grows towards the Department of Justice and FBI for partisan justice, it's been revealed the two FBI agents that approached Facebook in 2020 election cycle, ultimately suppressing the evidence of Biden corruption, made financial contributions to the Democrat Party, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, in late August.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Democrat Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey is urging the Biden administration to stop cooperating with Saudi Arabia after its decision to cut oil production, a move that could benefit Russia as it continues to wage war against Ukraine. America lost our energy independence under President Biden's policies. President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv on Monday, that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Florida continues to make advances on the recovery efforts in the Sunshine State.
Recovery appears to be well underway after Hurricane Ian, but Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says a lot remains to be done, and it'll take a long time. He says 42,000 linemen have helped restore power to much of the area in places like Sanibel and Fort Myers Beach, where the infrastructure was all but destroyed. He says crews are getting ready to restore power.
Well, now that we're going in this more rebuild and recover mode, you're going to see them working on that. And I think it's really just a matter of safety. I think that there's going to be some things that need to be done on Fort Myers Beach. A lot of it's just getting the debris out of there. And they're working really hard on that.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican candidate for Arizona governor Carrie Lake was removed from a town hall session ahead of her opponent's speech. Reports say that Lake was seated in the front row of Saturday's town hall when she was asked to leave. Both candidates were scheduled to speak separately without a debate. Hobbs claims that Lake is a conspiracy theorist and why she won't debate her. Lake says the people of Arizona deserve a debate and they deserve better. The final eight teams in Major League Baseball race to the World Series set to begin today. Phillies at the Braves, Mariners at the Astros, Guardians at the Yankees, and the Padres at the Dodgers. All games are in Game 1 status. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.